Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Tom Anastasi is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a great small business counselor, consultant. He works with a lot of companies, a lot of different organizations. He's a professor at Harvard School of Public Health. I think that's the right term. He's the author of The Successful Entrepreneur. He's our good friend, Tom Anastasi. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you very, very much.
Good. Good to have you back, Tom, as always. Tom, the last time you were here, we started talking about leadership, different styles of leadership. Would you give us a quick reminder tour, just very quickly, about the different styles of leadership? And then let's just bore down into a couple of more of those in a little more detail like we did last time.
Yeah, because one of the things is that every small business is a leader, even if the only person they're leading is themselves. And so you really have to understand that. And your customers are going to look to you for leadership. So even if you're just a one or two person small business, which many are, your customers you are going to say, you're the expert. We need you to help us run our business. So your leadership style has got to constantly change. And that's the thing, is that people are comfortable with some leadership styles just naturally, but the very best leaders will sit there and develop styles that they may not necessarily be comfortable with naturally and get really good at them. And that way they can deal with all types of people in all types of situations. Mm-hmm. So the ones we talked about before were the coercive style, where you just say, I'm the boss, we're doing what I say, and you give people a complete list of everything to do. My way or the highway, and that works really well in turnarounds or if you have problem employees, but most people don't want that. It
works well in third world dictatorships too, I guess. That's where you see it the most often, right?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that, remember, small businesses cannot pay as much as larger businesses. So what you've got to do is your pay has got to be a great place to work. And, you have to adapt your leadership style to that. So the coercive style doesn't often work for small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was the authoritarian style, in which you just sit there and say, okay, these are the things that we want to accomplish. You tell me how to get there, because you know actually more about this than I do, because I hired you for your expertise. Now,
right.
And we talked about those last time. Now, there's other styles, too. Now, for instance, there's the pace-setting style. And in the pace-setting style, what you do is you say, all right, what I want to do is I want to increase sales by 20%. And what some people do is they think, okay, we want to increase sales by 20%. We're just getting going. I think there's a lot of business out there that we can go after. But I'm going to say 50%. That way, people are going to sit there and say, oh, my gosh, 50%, even if we're going to work really hard, but even if we don't exactly get 50%, maybe we'll get 30. Well, one of the downsides, if you set that bar too high, people are going to think it's unattainable and not even try. They're just going to give up. So you got to be really careful.
Or even if they try really hard, and the boss wants 50, and he'll be thrilled with 20. When they do what exactly that, they try for 50 and they get 20, they're going to feel like they failed. And so it sounds to me like that's not a good style.
It's not a good style because, again, for small businesses, one of the attractions to working is a great place to work. And if you always feel like you've never done a good job, that's not a real good way to go to work.
Another thing, Tom. Another thing, Tom, is that's another form of manipulation. And one thing about small businesses, if you work for a small business, you should not. One of the things you should not have to put up with in small business is being manipulated.
Right. Absolutely, because you don't want that. You don't want that. And, you know, one of the other things is that companies that do the pay-setting style, if you do make your number, they'll sit there and say, good job, and then they're going to set the number higher the next day. And
right.
So it's like you're on a treadmill that just doesn't end, and you don't know where it just keep on going. And it really frustrates people.
When I worked for big companies, that's what they would do. I tried my best, and I had a lot of good years working for companies like that, but I always knew that whenever I had a good year, the next year they were going to pile it on me again. Their attitude was, you know, let's ride this horse till he drops, basically. And I don't think that's
much,
a good style. I don't think that's a good style.
It's not, but if you are going to use pay setting, set your goals realistically. You know, let's increase by 3 to 5% this year. You know, let's say that you think you can get 2 or 3% growth. Well, you know, let's try for 5% growth. And that's our goal. And that's realistic, and especially if there's some reward at the end for hitting it.
Well, one of the things you can do if you want to, you know, if you're trying to grow your business with the help of your people, is make their goals roll up into your goals, right, Tom? I mean, instead of you telling them you want 20% growth, Have you ever put a pencil to what I would be paying you if you grew your sales by 20%? Have you ever seen that number? Now, when you help them do the math on that, that might get them fired up and make them work a little harder. What do you think about that style?
Oh, absolutely, because now they're doing the calculations on their own. And all of a sudden the aha moment comes from them inside them rather than something that you just say.
Right.
And as long as you keep that goal realistic, everything's fine. And
right.
It can be an effective style because, remember, businesses have to grow. And so as the owner, you're responsible for that growth. And so you don't want to just maintain where you are.
Right. Tom, give us the website, please.
Oh, TomAnastasi.com for the Successful Entrepreneur, or you can get the book directly from Glenbridge Publishing.
Right.
If you go to my website, there's also a lot of free content that you can grab. And if you want a book for somebody, I'll be happy to sign it for you.
Check it out, folks. TomAnastasi.com. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassing, and we're going to talk some more about leadership after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.